USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans of the House Judiciary Committee released a report on Friday that accuses the FBI and Justice Department of political bias. Ranking committee member Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says the report shows how bad things have gotten.
It's all driven by politics now over there, and that is, I mean, that's, look, we live in the greatest country ever. But America's not America if you have a Justice Department that treats people differently under the law. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. That's not happening.
The report details investigations Republicans plan to consider if they win a majority in the House after the midterm elections. President Biden is cheering the October jobs report, which revealed 261,000 jobs were created last month. The report also showing that hourly earnings rose by 0.4% in October. A state is saying not so fast on a billion-dollar dividend payment to stockholders.
A judge in Washington state is temporarily blocking Albertsons from making a $4 billion dividend payment to stockholders. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a lawsuit to stop the payment before a proposed merger with Kroger. The lawsuit argues the payment would leave Albertsons short on cash during the process to review the merger, and that could put the company at a competitive disadvantage. Ferguson says Albertsons would have to borrow $1.5 billion to make the payment. Albertsons can appeal the ruling. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Houston Astros have a chance to close out the World Series on Saturday. Houston edged the Phillies 3-2 in Game 5 of the Fall Classic. The series now shifts back to Houston for Game 6 and a possible Game 7. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
President Joe Biden recently remarked that oil companies could face higher taxes if they don't lower the gap between wholesale and market prices. Oil company CEOs have denied unfounded allegations by Democrats that price gouging is taking place at the pump amid record profits for companies like ExxonMobil. Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz calls out the Biden administration for waging war on American energy from day one.
We got to remember the Biden administration, actually, they blamed the Putin price hike, but that was actually caused by the day one decision of declaring war on domestic energy production. Everything that we suffer right here is because of that, including this the incredible inflation we're suffering right now.
Researchers are continuing to look into a Christian monastery that was discovered in the Middle East.
An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula, was discovered Thursday on an island off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The monastery on Sinia Island sheds new light on the history of early Christianity in the Persian Gulf.
Lance Fry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The jackpot for this weekend's Powerball lottery drawing is now $1.5 billion. There hasn't been a Powerball winner since August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.